You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Twins are definitely looking to bounce back. Last year, losing 103 games. A young team, going to rely a lot on some of that young talent, guys like Miguel Sano, Byron Buxton, Max Kepler. The pitching is going to be key, too. Last year, the Twins finished with the worst ERA among starters. So veterans, guys like Irvin Santana, Kyle Gibson, Phil Hughes, Hector Santiago are going to be counted on to make some starts here to help this team, because last year, the pitching was a big culprit for why they lost 103 games. So I think if the pitching can kind of improve here and mix with a young offense, I think they'd be a much better team in 2017. Byron Buxton in September was huge. It was definitely kind of one of those things that a lot of Twins fans have been waiting a long time to kind of see Buxton break out. Being the number one prospect for a couple years in a row by MLB.com, a lot of, you know, expectations and high hopes. He's got a ton of talent. It finally kind of showed there the last month of the season. Hit 11 home runs. Power's a little bit surprising. We know his speed. We know he's going to be a great defender in center. We know he can run the bases. But the offense has kind of always been the question mark, at least in the major leagues. But to see him finally click there in September was big, because if he can be that leadoff hitter and be an offensive player for this team to go along with his defense and base running, he can be this team's best player. So I think the kind of the future of this team really is going to kind of depend on how Buxton continues to develop. Power's going to be big for this team. Last year, the Twins hit 200 home runs. Obviously, Brian Dozier is a big part of that, but they have some young guys with power as well. Miguel Sano has, you know, unlimited power, really. I mean, it's kind of, if he can stay on the field and be healthy, big thing with Sano, too, will be his defense at third base. If he can stick at third base defensively to go along with the power he has, he's an all-star caliber player. And same thing with Max Kepler in right field. Kepler's a guy that not only has power, but he also has speed. He's a good defender. He can run the bases, hit for some average, draw some walks. Kepler, we saw him in a three home run game last year against the Indians, so the power is definitely there. He's a strong guy. He looks even stronger this year. So yeah, guys like Kepler and Sano are going to be counted on kind of right in the middle of that lineup, even though they're so young. Well, the Twins are happy that Brian Dozier is still part of the team. Obviously, he was part of a lot of trade rumors throughout the offseason, mostly with the Dodgers. Dodgers were looking for a second baseman. It made some sense. The Twins have been looking for some young pitching, but ultimately, Dozier was not traded. He's happy to be here, but he also, you know, knows it was kind of a tough offseason to kind of be yo-yoed a little bit and kind of hear he was going to get traded, and then he wasn't going to get traded, and the back and forth of it. But he's here. His power is definitely legit. We know last year, 42 home runs, tying the record for home runs by a second baseman. Impressive power, but a lot more than that. He's a leader in this club. He's a good defender at second base. The Twins are going to count on him. But at the same time, you know, if the Twins team doesn't, you know, compete, he could be traded, though, at the deadline. You never know. So, but for now, he's here, and the Twins are definitely happy to have Brian Dozier as part of this team. Joe Mauer's still a leader on this team. He's been on this team longer than anybody else at this point. Coming off kind of an interesting year, had a great start. Didn't really finish great for Mauer. A lot of it was because he was hurt. He hurt his quad injury in Atlanta in August. It kind of led to another quad injury in his other leg. It slowed him down. He missed the last couple weeks of the season there. It wasn't a good finish. So I think if he can stay healthy this year, really help this team. If he's on the field, I think the Twins kind of want to put him in situations where he'll succeed a little bit better. Maybe sit him against some tough lefties, give him a little bit of breaks here and there to keep him healthy. But as long as he's part of the lineup, he helps his team because he gets on base so much. He's a leader, a guy that, you know, players can kind of follow. He's never been that rah-rah guy, obviously. You know, he's not a huge talker, but in terms of just kind of leading by example, being that guy, a lot of the young guys can definitely benefit by having Joe Mauer around. The Twins have a new front office led by Derek Falvey and Thad Levine. The big thing they're trying to do right now is kind of build a consistent winner. We know the Twins, since 2011, it's been a tough go. You know, they've had one winning season since then. They want to build a team that's going to be a consistent winner, that's going to be able to produce guys throughout the farm system, but also be able to fill in, you know, positions of need when they need to. So right now they're kind of taking a long look at the organization. The offseason didn't make too many big splashes. Jason Castro was the big signing to kind of help the pitching and the defense behind the plate. But I think going forward, it's going to be a lot of self-evaluation, a lot of, you know, new statistics, sabermetrics, things like that kind of mixed with scouting. It's kind of a mix of old school and new school at this front office. And so far, it seems like it's definitely been a success for the Twins so far. The Twins definitely have competition for the fifth starter spot. Essentially, two of the younger guys that are kind of a part of that are Jose Berríos and Trevor May. Jose Berríos, we know, had a tough rookie year last year, but still regarded as a top prospect. Last year was a top 20 prospect coming into the year, but his ERA was above 8. I think this year he's working on his command a little bit. We know the stuff is there, so he could take a step forward for sure this year. Trevor May is a guy that started early in his career, went to relief, had some success there, but also some injury concerns there with his back. So I think having him competing for the starting rotation could make a lot of sense. They're two of the kind of younger guys that I think that Jason Castro can work with. And we know, too, a lot of young relievers in camp, too, guys like JT Chagua, Ryan Pressly, Taylor Rogers, some of these guys that definitely could get some help from a guy like Jason Castro.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.